There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you have a gardening question, give us a call. It's early. Lines are quiet, and we can get right to you, so give us a call. Things that are happening with this heat, the rain, the showers, and the humidity, your basement is probably starting to have that musty smell. And if you want to get rid of it, there is a product that's organic and natural called Shoe Mold, and it comes in a ready-to-use pump sprayer, and you just spray it on the walls and the floor in your basement. Open up the windows, open up the bulkhead door so that the air can circulate, and then just let the air dry, and it will control the smell for up to a year. So if you go in the basement and it's got that, oh, wow, that musty smell, Shoe Mold is the name of the product. And you can pick it up at all of the Aubuchon hardware, some of the nurseries and garden centers. And if you can't find it, let me give you a phone number, and they'll help you to locate the product. Or even ship it directly to you. It is 617-969-1287. And if you haven't used your camper yet, and it's been closed up all winter, spring, and up to now, use the Shoe Mold in your camper. And it will take all the smells away. And again, it's organic and natural, and it will do a real good job. Now, in the garden, if you have one of my favorite shrubs called the butterfly bush, and a butterfly bush produces a long, thin spike flower, like a lilac almost, but long and narrow. And the butterflies and hummingbirds, they absolutely love it. Well, it's been in bloom for a while, and you may notice that there are a lot of dead flowers on your butterfly bush. Take your pruners and cut off every dead blossom on your butterfly bush. And when you do that, that dead flower is making seed. You remove it, and two brand new flowers will develop from it. They'll be smaller, but it will continue to bloom right up until frost. When those two go by, prune them off the plant, and each flower will make two brand new ones. So now you got four. They'll be smaller, but it will continue to blossom. And there's some new varieties. And one of my favorite is called Miss Molly. And the reason I like Miss Molly, it's red. Most of the butterfly bushes that we have are pink, purple, lavender, white, has a little bit of yellow, but this is the first red butterfly bush. And there's also a new variety called Summer Skies. And Summer Skies has green and yellow foliage. The inside of the leaf is deep, deep green, and the edges are yellow. So that gives you color along with the blossom on that plant. So, you know, don't give up. Just because it's the end of July, going into August, there's a lot of great summer flowering plant. And if you're headed to Cape Cod, it is their annual hydrangea festival. So when you get there, go to the Tourist Information Center, and they'll tell you about the blue and the pink hydrangea festival that's running right now on beautiful Cape Cod. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a blue hydrangea. It's probably 6 feet tall, and it's green, beautiful. But I only have one flower.
Okay.
And last year, I had three flowers.
Okay. Where do you live, Barbara?
In New Hampshire.
Okay.
Near Berwick.
Near Berwick, okay. The ball varieties, they call them mop heads, hydrangea. When you get into a cold climate, they don't blossom as well as they do like on Cape Cod, South Shore of Boston, Rhode Island, the southern half of Connecticut. They do real well. But once you get inland and you get cold temperatures, the cold temperatures kill off the new growth during the winter. And the new growth is where the flower buds are actually on that plant. So what I would do is I would feed it, see what happens, and then next spring, your hydrangea should be around 3 to 4 feet. Six foot tall is really, really big for a blue hydrangea. So in the spring, before the new growth starts, cut the plant back to about 3 feet. And then feed it, and let's see what happens. And if nothing blooms, then your area is just too cold for the ball mop head type hydrangea. And go with the cone.
Now, but it was beautiful. For years, I had a lot of flowers. Then all of a sudden, last year, I had probably three. And this year, I only have the one.
Okay. When did you prune it?
Early spring, I cut the tops off.
Okay. What I want you to do is remember, it makes the flower buds on the wood made the previous year. So that right. all the branches that are being made now during the month of August and September, they'll be making flower buds for next year. So that if you cut that plant back dramatically in the spring, then you're removing all of the flower buds. And what you have to do is wait until it makes the new growth. And then prune back anything that's dead on that plant.
That's what I've done. I've let it grow, and then when it started, I cut above it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, but that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Is you prune after the new growth starts, getting rid of the dead growth. If the plant's getting too tall and there's no buds, flower buds on it, like the branches that are 6 feet tall, you could cut that back right now to 4 feet to bring the plant under control, because it's just going to get taller and taller, and then the heavy snows will end up breaking some of the branches. So 6 foot branches, cut them to 4.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app. The sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If your flower garden or your vegetables are just not up to par right now, a lot of us planted late, we're running behind schedule. If you want to make up some of the time that you lost due to the weather, I mean, a lot of us had snow on the ground during the month of April. So it delayed us planting. If you want to give them a boost, I want you to add a product called Mycorrhizae. And Mycorrhizae is a combination of 11 different bacteria and fungus that live in your soil, but not in large quantities. And a company called Ideal Organic in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they sell it in large bags. And one bag will treat up to 100 different plants in your vegetable and flower beds, perennials, roses, and it really makes a big, big difference. So if you want to get some more information, call this number, 866-404-4374. And they'll tell you all about the mycorrhizae. But that's the new technology. And these microbes will double the size of your root system in a 30-day period. And believe me, once you double your roots, your plants will really, really begin to grow. So, think about it. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from Massachusetts. She's got a question about hydrangeas.
Okay. Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question on hydrangeas. Now, I have 13 hydrangea plants. 10 of them are beautiful, beautiful blue, and they did great this year. But I have 3 with the variegated leaves.
Yes.
And out of those 3 bushes, I only have 2 blossoms.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Worcester, Mass.
In Worcester. Okay. The variegated leaf hydrangea is less hardy than your traditional blue ball hydrangea. And if you live on Cape Cod or someplace where it's really, really warm, they're in a sheltered location, out of the wind during the winter especially, then you will get a few flowers. I have two plants here in Maine. I bought them because I like the foliage. I've had them for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had one flower on two plants in 4 years just because of the hardiness of the plant.
Oh, it sounds so, just like me.
Now, the only thing that I would suggest that you do in the fall,
mm-hmm.
About late September, early October, tie all the branches together so they look like a teepee. And then I want you to put around the plants and inside some bark mulch.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then make a mound of bark mulch on top of it. And then see if you can cover the very top of the plant. If you can't, take a burlap bag, and you can buy a burlap bag at a feed and grain store, and you can just cover the entire plant with the burlap bag. But you've got to wait, if you're going to do that, until the ground freezes. But what you can do is tie it up, leave it there, wait until the ground freezes, and the reason is, if you do it early, the mice are looking for a place to live.
Oh.
And they'll go inside the bag and eat your hydrangea. So if you get it all prepped up while the wood is flexible,
mm-hmm.
and then let the ground freeze, and then cover the plant with a burlap bag, and put some mulch around it so it doesn't blow away or pin it,
mm-hmm.
then you've got a better chance of having blossoms for next summer.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Looks like next up we've got Mike from Massachusetts. He's got a couple questions, one about blueberries and the other about hydrangeas.
Okay. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have two quick questions. One, I have a row of blueberry plants that are over 25 years old, but they're 8 feet tall. I want to cut them back to about 3 to 4 feet and don't know when. And my second question is about hydrangeas and when is the best time to transplant those and to divide them.
Okay. On your blueberries, right now they are producing fruit. They're covered with foliage. And if you prune them back, you're going to lose the fruit that's on them. And all the energy that's in those leaves, you're going to remove. So wait until the plant goes dormant in the fall of the year. And you can move it at that point, or even better, in March. And I have moved blueberries many years ago. We had a nursery, and we had a man come in. He had 50 blueberries that were 4 to 6 feet tall. He just wanted them out. We dug them, and we pruned them back a little bit. and they did very, very well. So if you move it in the fall and we have a normal winter, no problem. If we have a winter like last year, then you could have a lot of dieback. So I would wait until the spring, and then just before you get ready to dig them, cut them back and relocate them, add manure, compost at the time you're planting, and even this mycorrhizae to help reestablish the plant a lot quicker. And you probably won't get many berries because you've cut the top off, but the plant will get established, and the following year, the fruit will begin to come back, and the plants will get productive again. Now, on your hydrangea, you can only divide multi-stem hydrangeas. Like right now, there is a big flowering round white hydrangea called Annabelle. And if you look at the plant, there are 25, 30, 40, depending on how big they are. And again, in the spring, you're going to cut the Annabelles within 6 inches of the ground. That particular variety can be cut back severely. Take a shovel, dig up the plant, cut it in 3 or 4 pieces, replant them when you condition the soil, and they'll do real good. And then, but any clump can be divided. It's best done in the spring before the new growth develops on the plant, and then dig a hole and condition it like you would a new plant. Does that help you out?
It's terrific. Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay. Now, don't be scared to do it. You know, it's something that has to be done. And if you owned a nursery and you were growing hydrangea, they root cuttings, but they also divide. And the spring is really the best time to do that. And on your blueberries, they're tough. Just get as large of a root ball as possible. The roots do not go down deep. I will tell you that. When we dug these plants, a plant that was 4 foot in diameter and 4 foot tall, we only went down a foot. And we dug a trench like a donut around it. The root ball itself was probably 2 feet wide, 1 foot deep. We dug it, we popped it out of the ground, wrapped it with a piece of burlap, and then relocated it to its new spot. And we used the mycorrhizae. We kept hitting it with a liquid fertilizer like the Neptune's Harvest. Or there's one made by Fertiloam called Blooming and Rooting. And it has a lot of phosphorus in it. And phosphorus is what helps a plant to make a big root system. And again, it's made by Fertiloam, Blooming and Rooting. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. So if we can be of any assistance, give us a call. And if you'd like to get more information on gardening, we have a weekly email newsletter. It's free. And it's a large newsletter. So go through it. If there are things that you don't want to learn about, then just bypass it. But we're trying to put 4 different stories every single week. And while we're gone to the Blue Danube, the newsletters have already been written. This coming Thursday is going to be about perennials. And we have four different perennials. The following week is about shrubbery. And we have different kinds of junipers, different kinds of yews, bayberry, which is a great plant if you live near the seashore or near a lake, because it can grow in sand, and it does very well. And then an old plant called inkberry. And inkberry produces a little fruit, a little berry, about the size of a pea. And in colonial days, when you didn't have a lot of ink to write, they would pick the berries from inkberry, crush them, and make an ink that they could use to write on. So it was the early ink used by our colonial fathers. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from Maine. He's got a question, or a couple questions about crop covers.
Okay. Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. First question. Paper bomb row covers with good success to keep potato bugs and juniors at bay, but I'm wondering other uses and also damage plants, holding moisture or what have you. And I'm on the phone, so let me ask a second question about crops. I've seen used between rows plants are growing to promote the beneficial fungus. It seems counterintuitive if I'm weeding and I plant a row cover. Could you give some ideas on using cover crops?
Okay. Row cover is, for those of you that are not familiar with it, is a woven fabric. And it's very, very lightweight. And it's something that you would put over your plants to prevent insects from attacking them. And they are usually put down early in the season. And the only thing you want to be careful with a floating row cover is that when your temperatures get hot, when the weatherman says, okay, today is going to be 85 degrees and up, you want to take the floating row cover off because it does have a tendency to hold the heat down, and then you could burn the plant. Putting it on your garden early in the year will help to retain the heat, protect the plants from insects. But again, if you're going to have 85, 90, or higher temperatures, take the row cover off. Now, roll it up, put it in your garage or tool shed, and then in September, put it back on. And the row cover will help to prevent frost damage on some plants. So you don't want to lay the row cover like right on the foliage of your tomatoes. You want to get it at least an inch above the foliage so there's a space. Now when it makes the frost is formed on the row cover and not on the plant, and it does tend to extend your growing season. So it's a good product. It's inexpensive. You can use it for many, many years. The only thing that you want to make sure, when you do put it away for storage, make sure that it is dry. So take the row cover, lay it in your driveway until it's really dry, or you could just take it, put it in your dryer, and let it go through the drying cycle. If you store it and it's got moisture like dew in the morning, and you fold it up, you put it in your tool shed, it's going to get all moldy. And the moldy will slowly break down the row cover. But it's a good product to use early in the year to prevent frost damage, to hold the heat, and late in the year to prevent early frost, to hold the heat, to encourage the plants that are in the garden, if you're starting a late crop, to give them a chance to get established. Like right now, for example, I have green beans that are within a week of harvest. And when we've harvested all the green beans, we're going to rip them all out, clean out the bed, and then we're going to replant a new crop of green and wax beans for the fall. If we don't have enough time, covering them with this floating row cover will help to hold the heat, speed up the growing process, and protect them from the cold weather. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kevin from Maine. He's wondering some suggestions for good plants to cover up a dish in his yard.
Okay. Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Thank you. Good morning. We were forced to place a satellite dish right in the middle of our front yard. We live on a busy road, and I'm wondering what we can plant there to... something that's not going to grow above it after a few years, something that can cover that up, not necessarily from the ground up, but maybe a tree that would bush out. The dish is about chest high, and to complicate things further, it's on top of our leach field.
Wow. They put it on top of your leaching field.
It was the only spot we could put this thing.
Well, let's see.
Well, if there's something to plant that doesn't root deep, or...
Right, because you want to stay away from the willow family, because the willow family has a huge root system, and it will get into the septic system and really, really create a problem.
Right.
Now, when you plant this, you're going to have to dig a hole a couple feet deep and a couple feet wide and backfill it with loam, because you can't plant it in gravel. It's got to have soil for it to bite into.
Okay.
And I think probably the easiest to maintain and to control the height would be to use something like forsythia. That's a spring-blooming yellow flower, and that will grow 6 feet tall, 6 feet wide, and with some selective pruning, when it gets done flowering, you could keep it any size you want.
Okay.
If you want something that's going to bloom a little bit later, there is bridal wreath, which is a plant 4 to 6 feet tall, and little white balls of flowers on it. And that would be beautiful also. That would be in the late spring, so forsythia early. Bridal wreaths would be later in the season. And
would
then
both
even,
of these, would they cover this all year round? Maybe not blooming, they have seeds all year round?
You would lose the foliage during the winter months. So you want something evergreen then?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. I apologize. Evergreen. Does that grow deep?
It depends on what you use, what I would use that would not get out of control is an upright yew. And the one that you want to use, in fact, there are two. There's one called a Hatfield yew. And it's a little needle. Y-E-W.
Y-E-W, okay.
So, Hatfield, you can keep it at 3 or 4 feet or let it get up to 6 or 7. And it's used for privacy hedges. And they will spread to be about 4 feet wide. There's another one called Hicks. H-I-C-K-S-U. And that is something that you can plant. It looks the exact same thing, except it grows taller and it's thinner. So in your case, probably the Hatfield U is going to give you more width and less height. And it's something that you can prune and would stay nice, thick, dense, dark, dark green. We'll have some little red fruit on it that the birds will eat. And it would be evergreen, and that will hide your satellite dish. And again, it will get up to about 6 feet, maybe even a little bit taller. But you can prune it to keep it at the size, at the height that you want. And it's very, very winter hardy and can take wind.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.